Good morning. And coming up today, there are actually opportunities to learn about septic systems and how to deal with wastewater. There's a series of public meetings happening about that, operational and maintenance information available, as well as an opportunity to ask questions of experts. Those meetings are today at noon and at 5:30 p.m. in Borough Assembly Chambers. Joining us this morning to give us a little more information about wastewater and those meetings, Jim Pomplin with the Borough Public Works Office and Brett Serlin of Tongass Engineering. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And how much of a problem is taking care of septic systems and wastewater?
Well, on the community scale, it's a slight concern with it, and that's what drove us to come up with sort of an educational program to help people understand what they need to do specific to the Ketchikan area for on-site wastewater treatment systems.
And I imagine people buy houses and may not realize what they're getting themselves into, in a sense.
Yeah, as most homeowners know, a house really doesn't come with an owner's manual. So it's one of those things, sometimes they don't know they have a problem until it becomes a problem and that they could have prevented it and saved themselves a lot of trouble and expense.
And Brett Serlin, what is your involvement? Are you one of those who's taking care of maintaining the wastewater sites?
So I do a lot of design and inspection of the on-site treatment plants and systems, disposal systems as well. And I'm involved in this project to help further educate the homeowners. And like you said, a lot of people end up buying houses and don't realize what they're getting themselves into with the on-site wastewater treatment. And so the borough and DEC put this program together to help educate people on the proper maintenance and proper operation of the system. And the things they should and should not be flushing down the drains and the toilets, of course.
And have you sent out notices to people who would have these systems? How will people know to get to this meeting? Obviously, we're talking about it now, but has there been a strong effort of trying to get people to come to these?
Yeah, and that's really what we want to do is we mailed the letter out with our little great flyer here, which we have available down at the Public Works office and other borough facilities. We mailed it to, as far as we know, everybody with a septic out in the borough. I think it's some 1,250 homes or other properties have on-site, you know, wastewater treatment systems. And so we wrote the letter, you know, offering an invitation. We decided to hold 4 meetings. We really want to get as many people there as we can. So we had 2 last week, and we're having 2 this week.
And as a person without a septic system, it was interesting to read this brochure because it talks about keeping your drain field clear of vegetation. I imagine that's pretty hard in this environment. And is that one of the many problems of just keeping the area in that septic system clean?
Yeah, and there's quite a few issues related to the system. In the presentation, it's about a 25-minute presentation, and we touch all the major points of the system. And I should add that while the bulk of the presentation is for homeowners with on-site treatment systems, there is some information that is pertinent to people who are on the collector system, such as what you should and should not be flushing and what's going down the drain as well.
So if you're on city water, you should obey those same rules.
You should. We could definitely have the city and borough wastewater techs in here, and those operators would definitely have a number of stories to share about their experiences and what they have to end up cleaning up when people are flushing inappropriate things down there.
And we can't necessarily name the whole list, but I guess what are some of the things that are particular problems that people are flushing?
So food waste is a major one, and it adds to the sludge. And the food waste is an issue for the on-site systems, well, also for the city and borough systems as well. But it adds into the sludge that has to be removed eventually, and it takes away some of the resources that are used for treatment. It takes their attention away from the wastewater that the microorganisms are meant to be treating and directs it towards treating this additional organic matter, which could otherwise be avoided.
So it sounds like this actually could be useful to anyone, whether you have a septic system or not.
It is. The bulk of the presentation is for people with on-site systems, but there is some information that would be relevant to all wastewater users.
Yeah, Brett, you know, this is a really great informative. There's a lot of information about a septic, even though you can, if you follow a few simple rules, you can maintain it correctly. One of the things that I learned from this through Brett's research into this and his personal experience dealing with these is that, you know, a lot of additives, they have a lot of product claims that they'll clean your system, you won't need to be pumped, will save you a bunch of money, is that they frankly don't work. I don't know if you want to talk about those a little bit, Brett.
Yeah, the chemical additives, they make a number of claims, but there really isn't the research supporting that they are providing a real benefit, and that in reality, people who are using that may just be flushing their money down the toilet.
Literally. And looking at the brochure, it talks about regularly having your tank inspected and pumped. As I looked at this, it speaks about the Ketchikan Gateway Borough's sludge pumping program is designed to make tank pumping as simple as possible. There are no additional costs to you. You'll be notified. What does that mean?
Yeah, the borough...
I imagine there's a charge to have that done.
There is. And the borough, that's a mandatory program for people that are on the road system. It's basically a $15 a month charge, and it's billed quarterly. And basically, that allows you every 3 years to get your system pumped. It's a borough requirement. You don't have to pay extra for that. You just have to pay that normal bill. Unless, you know, you're inaccessible. You know, if you're out in Moser Bay or Umpenick, we're not going to send a truck over on a barge. It's just you're kind of on your own there. But for everybody else on the island, it's mandatory. And pretty much every system that's ever been designed and installed requires pumping. The manufacturers say pump it. And really, that's probably the best thing you can do to maintain the life of your system, along with a lot of systems here have aerations or secondary treatment plants. So, you know, pumping your system and keeping your aerator on your secondary treatment system functional, if you can do those two things, you're probably going to get your money's worth and have a long life with your system with very few problems.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Thanks so much for coming here this morning. Again, those meetings today, noon and 5:30, and that's in Borough Assembly Chambers?
That's correct.
Okay. So again, and do you have any others coming up, or you already had some meetings?
We've had two, and we'll look at the turnout, and we'll see if we want to do more.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, Jim Pomplin, Borough Public Works, and Brett Serlin from Tongass Engineering. Those meetings coming up this afternoon and evening. If you want to learn more about your septic system and how to keep it running properly.